I moved away at 17 and I walked out of town with a big dream on my mind. And then everyone thought I was mad and, no, you're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. And I think I came across tragedy at a really young age when my dad died. So after that point, it was like, no, if I'm good at something, I'm going to make sure I do it and I'm going to excel. So when I left here, I decided an apprenticeship in a 5-star hotel in Sydney. I wasn't taking anything second best, and that's what I did. So that was amazing. That really started to set me up for success. Well, it did set me up. So in my apprenticeship, I came across different cultures, different nationalities, different types of food. And it was a really exciting time in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, because there just wasn't any budgets. So what I learned from there was just, it was phenomenal. You know, we'd have guest chefs from Austria, from Germany, from Japan. So being a foodie at heart, I was able to really get into the nuts and bolts of a lot of different things in cooking. From there, I just kept dreaming. I always wanted to work in a Michelin star restaurant in London, and I did.
Tell me about that. Where did you end up?
Okay, I went to, after Sydney, I went to Port Douglas for 2 years. I worked in a hotel up there. So in January, I pretty much went from Port Douglas straight to London. Massive culture shock, massive weather change. It was, again, with the same view. It's like, this is what I want to do, so I'm going to make it happen. So I pretty much knocked on doors. I went to the Dorchester. I went to the Savoy Hotel. And at that time, Marco Pierre White was flying, and he was my hero. So I went into the plaza, met Marco, and just said, oh, look, I'm looking for a job. He just went, no, I don't hire female chefs. Get out. So because he was my hero, I'm like, oh, yes, Mr. Pierre White. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you for your time. So from there, I was offered a few jobs, and it was great. I was in that luxury. I had a choice. So I went to a private dining club called Mozziman's in Belgrave Square in London. And then they have since, well, they still are the appointment for the royal family. They're the preferred caterer.
Did you ever end up going back to Pierre?
No. I think I went out with a towel between my legs. Well, let's quit while we're behind. Can't do it. But I still love his recipes and I still watch him on MasterChef. But, yeah.
So then having done that, an interesting decision, not just to come back to Australia, but to end up back in Taree. What is it that draws you back to a community like this?
I just got to that point in my life, just everything started going wrong. I was living in Sydney. I'd been working for billionaires. I loved it, you know, private chef. I saw and did amazing things. It just became too superficial. I thought, oh, look, with all the terror attacks, and because I was in that high-profile community, suddenly, you know, our cars were getting checked for bombs every day and security was there. So I was feeling a bit nervous. Personal life fell apart, not so good. And I was on the freight train going the way back. So I pretty much decided I just need time out. So I planned just to come here for a while and see what happened.
It must be a bit of a transition, though. How do you go from that to something as small as Centrepoint?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Look, everything in my life turned upside down. It was very different mentality. I grew up here, but I came back and I felt like an alien because I'd sort of gone out and just did different things. But look, and in saying that, Centrepoint Cafe wasn't something that was ever on my radar. I wasn't ever planning to buy a business. But look, it just happened. I looked at it and I thought, you know what? I can use what I've been through, good, bad and indifferent, for the young kids. So I really came back and I really bought the cafe because, like, I can start teaching, I can do what I love, I can let the local kids know, and adults, no matter who you are, what you've been through, you know, you can live your dream. So I'm about teaching skills, I'm about, you know, keeping a high standard, and that's what we're doing at Centrepoint Cafe.
Let's go into that. What is your hope, what is your plan for the future of Centrepoint?
Look, one of my passions is sustainability. So we give all our coffee grinds, we give all our food scraps to the community garden. We use bio cups. I'm in the process, I've got on back order some bio cups, reusable cups. Big thing back into giving back to the planet. Look, my philosophy is using produce in the 100-mile radius. So all the produce we use, as much as we can, is grown in the area. So that keeps it modern, that keeps the food fresh. We have hardly anything in the freezer. So with us, when we run out, we run out. and that's all good. So it's just using the produce here, which is amazing, the seafood. You know, I've been to the fish co-op and they've just backed up with, you know, a trailer full of fish, so I can select it. The beautiful beef that we have here, the lamb, you know, just everything. Now, as the season starts to warm up and as we become a little bit more inventive, and I have to say, it is so good to see that the locals are really embracing different things on our menu. So you guys are who inspire me to keep testing the boundaries. So we will always push the boundaries with our food, with our service. So it's more about doing the best what we can do to provide all of you a better service and a better food experience.
Have you been surprised by the take-up of business there inside what is essentially a mall?
Yeah, the arcade, Centrepoint Arcade, is definitely thriving now. It's really good. I think a lot of people are now appreciating the hardships of small business. Look, all of us within the arcade, we all buy from each other. We buy the bread next door, the butcher, the chicken shop. We all support each other, and it's getting out there. I think people are now getting fed up with big chains, perhaps, but we know that in a small town like this, it's a small business who's keeping all our family and friends and parents and children employed. So yeah, it's becoming really busy now, and it's really exciting to be part of that.